that scatting going on.
Yeah, it's a silly song, but it rocks.
Hey, hey. Coliseum.
Coliseum and The Kettle.
The Kettle.
Sample riffic.
UK studio guys getting together and forming one tight band.
Mm-hmm. Going bananas.
Nice.
Before that...
The Bananas in the Monkey House.
Right. Before that, The Babies.
Mm-hmm.
And Isn't It Time.
Yes.
An epic, large, monstrous undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
All those baby songs have... Some of those baby songs have huge, huge production.
They build.
Yes.
They build to a climactic point.
Unlike Driver's Seat by Sniffin' the Tears, which jugles in place.
And the Babies always seem to hold at the climax. They're a tantric sort of band.
There is no release.
No, there really isn't.
There shall be no release. They just get up, they peak, and then they just stay there.
Just stay at the peak. And Sniffin' the Tears, yes, Driver's Seat.
By request.
Yep.
No less.
Took care of that. Oh, geez, we're going to have to bust out the Disco Mountain.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
oh, God.
I'd like to hear that. We're almost done.
I forgot.
Shucky darn, we're running out of time.
Whenever you go away, even for a week, we always wind up talking more on the catch-up week.
There's so much to talk about. I didn't even talk about nothing.
No,
all I did was say where I went, and I didn't even talk about the things that I ate. No. That'll have to wait for some other time.
I'm afraid so.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the Bald Mountain in time?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
No, we can play one song as a buffer.
Okay.
And then we can take that out.
Well,
we can ride that groove toward the end. Oh, wait. We're supposed to be playing this in the back.
Yeah, should we play? Hey, listen to the stutter. Listen.
Talk about skipping CDs. Wow.
Now let me turn it up. It's my generation, bluegrass style.
It sounds like those three chuckleheads who you come across on public access cable who are wearing like barbershop quartet outfits and playing to a bunch of oldsters and children in some nameless, faceless auditorium somewhere. Wow, this is pretty special.
Give me
Chuck.
A little more. Yeah, okay. And then my generation's from a CD called Pickin' on the Who. This is from only...
Why are you picking on the Who?
If you need to hear Bob O'Reilly or I Can See for Miles or Pinball Wizard or Won't Get Fooled Again as
Or You Before. Better You Bet.
Or You Better You Bet.
Bet Squeeze Box is awesome.
Well, that Squeeze Box is... Oh, modulation. but my generation is by far the most ridiculous thing on here. Oh, nothing says the Who like that.
And on your community calendar this week?
Yeah. Fiestadas. There's a whole...
Independent School District 11. Fiestadas will be lunch on Monday.
Fruit cup. Don't forget to wear your fruit cup. There's a whole series of these picking on...
Oh, that's a whole big can of ones you just opened.
Picking on AC/DC and picking on the Beatles and stuff. And, well, the Who got a bluegrass treatment, and I would like to...
It's not a blue rinse. It's a bluegrass rinse.
And I would like to... I would like to thank the King. The King went and picked this CD up. He couldn't resist to pass it on, so I play it. My thanks are to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It's good to be the King.
It's good to be the King, especially when you can pass along bluegrass classic rock cover tunes. It's very strange.
Ooh, just talking about my generation.
Strange.
Anyway. Hey, Tony. All right, well, let's get into a little bit of music, and then, of course, we have the Disco Mountain right around the corner. We are approaching it.
I have to go grab the mountain from the other room.
Yeah, it's the double album. And in the meantime, here's Bobby Gentry.
Yes.
That foxy lass with the raven tresses and the finely picked guitar.
So that plus the Disco Mountain, and then Heavens, we'll see you next week with more Cosmic Slop right here at 2 o'clock.
Solid. And, of course, remember, the Cosmic Slop happy hour at the Dinky Towner every Friday, including this one. Starting at 4:30, go until 8. Here's Fancy by Bobby Gentry on Cosmic Slop on 770 Radio K.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room, run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent. To say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the kiss my cheek, and I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma, the night I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby, ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done fast. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's